Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening. This is what we call our Go Time, which stands for our Global Outreach, where we talk about what God's doing in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. And we got a couple of things to do, and then I'm going to hand it off to Franklin, because we got one thing we want to talk about today and pray for, but there's just a couple of things I want to make you aware of. See, the Bible says in Acts chapter 13 that while the church was worshiping and fasting, the Holy Spirit spoke to them to set apart the first missionaries who would go start the first church out of Jerusalem in Antioch. And that it didn't take like a mystical feeling for that to happen. It was while they were worshiping, God spoke to them. And my prayer is that maybe while we worship, we would be a church that God would speak to us while we worship. And that speaking would compel us to go fulfill the Great Commission and be obedient to what he's called us to. So a couple of things going on today. Number one is we have what we call them mission teams, but we have a team that has traveled all the way from the great state of Mississippi. You guys are so tired of probably hearing about Mississippi. They've traveled all the way from Mississippi to come join us here in the D.C. area and to serve with us. So they got here Friday and came out yesterday, learned a lot about our mission field, served with us, showed up here, got everything ready for us so that we had a super chill morning, and have been serving, and we'll continue over the course of the next day or two to do that. And so, but man, I want you to hear me say they sacrificed their time. They've left family and friends. They've sacrificed money to come and see what God is doing right here. So can we show them some appreciation and give the Lord some praise? So thank you guys. They're kind of scattered around, so I can't remember. Some are serving in our kids' ministry right now, I think. Is that right? And so, man, we just want to praise God. I want you to hear me say thank you for coming. You're an answer to our prayer, and we love you, and we thank you for being here. Make sure you get a chance to meet them and whatnot. Okay, the second thing, order of business we got to take care of today is today you picked a really special day because we get a unique privilege today to pray over a missionary that we are sending out. And so she didn't know I was going to do this, but Grace, can we pray for you today? All right, come on up and join me up here. And so Grace is, you guys have met Grace, but she is going to be serving this summer as a summer missionary for the campus ministry called Crew. But really, she's going to be just kind of going out to Missouri, right? And getting a job and working and meeting people and sharing the gospel with people. And so Grace leaves in a couple of days, Wednesday, right? And so a couple of things we need to celebrate. A few weeks ago, Grace came up and shared with us what God had put on her heart and what God was doing. And she had to raise over $3,000 just in the span of a couple of months to be able to do this. And we're talking about college students, okay? We're not talking about, like, you know, Grace calling up all of her wealthy friends. And I want to just praise God that, Grace, you're going and you are fully funded, right? Amen? And so praise God for that. And even a little bit left over, maybe we can grab her some Starbucks or something on the road while she's gone. And so thank you for being a generous church, a church that provides and is the answer to Grace's prayers, where she says, yes, Lord, I will go, but I don't know how. And God used you. So Grace, I wasn't going to expect you. Do you want to say anything, or you just want me to pray for you?
I cannot believe how quickly I got funded, with like barely anything that I did besides sharing what I needed and you guys provided, and I'm really thankful.
Amen. Amen. Good job, Grace. Let's see. Well, I want to just pray for you, all right? And so if you guys would, this is a sending out, just like we read in Acts 13. This is a sending out as part of our worship to send Grace out to go make disciples throughout our country. So if you would like to pray, you can be a part of this just by reaching an arm out and stretching a hand out as we pray today. So Grace, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for Grace. And Lord, thank you for bringing her into our lives. What a source of encouragement to us. What a source of joy to us. Lord, to get a chance just to watch what you've done in her life. God, would you continue that work this summer? Lord, now you've provided financially and physically and things that she needs. Now, Lord, I pray that you would provide emotionally as she prepares to take this adventure and this journey. Lord, would you please just fill her up with your presence? And Lord, on the hard days, would you be enough for her? And would you remind her that, yes, she is coming home to a church who loves her and cares for her and will celebrate with her. But Lord, she also has that from miles away, that we will be praying for her and loving her and supporting her. And so, Father, would you please provide opportunities for her to share the gospel while she's there? And would you use her as a light to all that she comes in contact with, Father? We just pray you would use her for your glory, for your purpose. Watch over her, protect her, and Lord, please, at the end of the summer, bring her back to us safely so we can celebrate all you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Grace. Let's give the Lord some praise. All right, Franklin, now you can come up, buddy. He waited long enough. And so Franklin's going to be walking us through, I guess today is something that we call Church Planter Sunday or something. It's not where we celebrate the landscapers of the church, but it's where we're going to celebrate those who, although they do deserve a day, but we're going to celebrate the starting of new churches throughout North America and the world. And we know that because we are one. And we are all products of that ministry. And so I'll give it over to Franklin, and then he's going to show you a little bit about kind of our strategy of, because you may wonder, well, how do you start a new church and what does that look like? And so our vision since day one has been to be a church that will start another church. We are a product of that, a church started in Fairfax that had that same vision, and it took them 8 years-ish. And then they sent a group of us out to start this church, and that's how we're all here. And so, God willing, we are already raising up leaders, and so one day we believe, and hopefully soon, we are going to say, hey, God has said that it is time for us to send a team out to go start a new church and advance the gospel, continue to advance the gospel. And so Franklin's going to peel the curtain back and show you a little bit about how we think about that and what that looks like, and maybe even a challenge for all of us, that every one of us can be a part of planting a new church. Like, you don't have to be a pastor, and you know, you, every single person that's in this room today, no matter your age, your background, you can be a part of helping start a new church. So Frankie, I'll give it to you, and then we'll pray.
Excellent. So good morning, my name is Franklin, I'm a member here. And yeah, I just, this is a very exciting Sunday for me, you know, because the Church Planter Sunday. And, you know, we believe that churches plant churches. And part of our DNA is multiplication. And so, you know, as Brandon said, we are a church that multiplied out of a church in Fairfax. And so you may not be aware, we do have a strategy, a pathway for that. And so a couple of people that came from Fairfax were Robin and Mark Merriman, Victor Leah Park, Becky, and Wes and Britta came from Mississippi to help start this this church. And so someday you may be asked to go with a church plant. So we're not saying that you're going to be a church planter, but maybe you may be asked to go with a church plant, just like these guys did. And imagine if we used our strategy to equip you to send you out to that church plant. So let's take a look at that model right now. And as you see in the beginning, all you have to do is attend. A community group, attend service, attend outreach events, And then we move on to connect. You know, that's how you get connected with different parts of our church. Either go to a Next Steps party or, you know, a personal contact that connects you to the rest of our church. And then the next part is discipleship. Because the only way to do multiplication is to disciple someone to follow Jesus, and that person to disciple someone to follow Jesus. And that's the next step in our strategy, whether that's you getting baptized, discipleship, relationship with someone, membership class, join a serve team, leadership development, and then we send you out. Not necessarily out, but we send you out to the mission field, whether that it's at your job, your community, the outreach events that we do. We equip you to help share the gospel of Jesus. Okay, and so going back to Church Planner Sunday, that last part, I'm gonna share a quick video about church planting and the need that there is in Virginia alone. Okay, so if y'all can play the video. Okay, so so the video basically explains that there's over 8 million people in Virginia, and 7 million of those are, they say that are unchurched. Either they don't believe in God or don't go to church. And so, just giving you the stats right there. But don't worry about the video. And so there's a need. There's to if we are plant at a rate that we go at the rate that we are right now in planting churches, it'll take over 1,500 years to get to reach everybody. So it's a big deal. So I'm gonna ask Nate and Victor and their family to come up. You know, the reason we're going to bring the whole family up, because the church planting is not just the planter that does it, but the support that the wives give them and all the support that they do. And they go through their own training. Ellen, Brandon's wife, even trains them up to be how to be a planter's wife, and how to support them. So I'm gonna bring Brandon back up here so he can pray for them. And
you're on grandpa duty. Guys, well, this is a special time that we get an opportunity to pray. So what we did is we, part of our pathway of discipleship is also to develop leaders. We believe every follower of Jesus is a leader. You may not have a gift of leadership, or you may not be an upfront person, but every follower of Jesus was saved to serve, not to sit. And so if you're a follower of Jesus today, Jesus has an amazing purpose for your life. And we believe that purpose is to fulfill the Great Commission. And when you make disciples, you will have a church. And so these guys, their families are intentionally investing the next several years of their lives to be trained, equipped, tested, and to invest in us to be eventually sent out to go make more disciples and start more churches somewhere else. And so, so we want to take a moment, just pray for them and their families. It's not an easy work to plant a church. It's also not an easy work to be prepared to go plant a church. And so let's just pray for them, and then we'll continue on. So, hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, impactfxbg.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@impactfxbg.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.